Leonie, I love to describe her as she was the youngest of our family, and she was the smallest but largest part of the family jigsaw puzzle, if that makes sense. She was the youngest, but she was, just full of life and character. And yeah, without her, we're missing something that is just irreplaceable, really.
And we have spoken about Leonie on the news before because she was diagnosed with breast cancer when she was incredibly young, wasn't she?
She was, yeah, I think she was 28 when she was diagnosed, and we lost her at 29.
And tell us a bit about her fight. She was incredibly courageous. She was trying to get the best treatment possible, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. So quite early on into her diagnosis, we were advised it was incurable. So as a family, we done everything we could to sort alternative treatments that the NHS wouldn't provide, and went down every rabbit hole we could to save a life, and in that 16-month battle, we saw just how much fight such a tiny person had in her. And I'm sure we didn't see the true side of what was going on inside her head at the time, but the way she tackled everything head on was just so admirable, really. She's constantly promoting awareness for others to get themselves checked, so that try and stop them being in the same position. Watch her take injections and needles like 20 times a day, constantly, like she was a pincushion, and just constantly head on, like taking it all in her stride, obviously scared and worried about what could happen. Just the bravest of souls, really.
Yeah, as you say, really inspirational, and obviously that message is so important for women and men to be checking their bodies and to report anything that's perhaps a little bit unusual. What are you hoping to achieve with all of the fundraising that you're doing, Jamie? Because I know you want to raise awareness as well as raising money, don't you?
I do, yes. So Leonie wanted to raise awareness. There was a period before she got really ill, that she was at the gym with me, and she said, "No, I'm going to get better. I'm going to run a half marathon," and that was going to be the start of it. And while she was doing that, she was going to spread the awareness, make sure people get checked, and when they get told they're too young for a mammogram, which is just disgusting, that they push back on that and they make sure they get that service that everyone deserves, really. So obviously she can't do that now, and now I just feel like it's upon me to carry that forward for her. So I'm trying to raise as much awareness as I can, and I feel the best way for me to do this personally is through these fitness events, which are far from easy.
Having done just a half marathon, Jamie, I know how tough they are. I mean, how is all the training going? You've done one of the marathons already, haven't you?
I have, yeah. So I finished the Barcelona Marathon 3 weeks ago. I've got seven this year, and the next one is next Sunday in Paris. Body's still trying to recover from Barcelona. It's not easy because I struggle with an inflammatory form of arthritis that flares at any time, which makes it even more difficult. But I know I can push through that pain barrier for the wider cause, really.
And have you got a goal of how much money you want to raise, Jamie, or is that kind of that's an aside, really? It's raising awareness, and anything you can raise to help with research, etc., is a bonus.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I've set a personal target of trying to achieve £10,000 by the end of this year. But really, I feel like this is going to be a never-ending target. As long as my body and mind can carry me through, I'll keep going. And the funds I'm raising are for Against Breast Cancer. They're a not-for-profit charity. And before Leonie got ill and was talking about half marathon, she wanted to make sure that she could raise money for a charity that doesn't just focus on treatments for people that are already recovered. It was more a secondary cancer charity that really focuses on, can we find a cure for this? And Against Breast Cancer do that. They research to improve detection, treatment, and increase survival after breast cancer diagnosis. People can su support in a number of ways. Obviously, there's the Just Giving page that Kent Online have put a link out for. There's also the Instagram page that kind of tracks the progress and keeps spreading awareness. That's at In Running Memory on Instagram. Any likes, comments, shares, they all help. If people can't donate, then a share is greatly appreciated.